Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Big Bad Tales from the Beat.
Yeah, you know, it's been a very violent year, as we all know. We've had a spate of terrible cases with children being shot and a woman being pistol whipped holding a 5-week-old child. We've had 7 members of law enforcement assaulted or robbed in less weeks, including 5 members of the Baltimore Police Department. It's been crazy. And then just the night before last, apparently, we had a uniformed officer fired upon for no reason. Just happened to have someone fire at him and a chase ensued.
22, he's shooting at me. Fremont and Pixie.
22?
22, silver SUV. He's shooting at my car, Fremont.
It's signal 13 in the western, Fremont and Pessy. Fremont and Pessy, signal 13 in the western.
3-1, I'm with him.
2-2.
22's not hit. He's still southbound on Pessy.
And you're not there with 2-2 from
the left? No, it looks like MLK possibly.
13, I got him. Right on Dalton.
Just carefully took several shots at me.
Left on Division. North on Division.
Can we notify State Police Aviation?
At 1026 for that.
Towards Pensy again. Left on Lando. Lafayette. Left on Lafayette.
And this is the rest of this silver SUV?
Yeah, cool. I got him heading up to Pensy right now on northbound. Heading towards west north.
Last time I seen him, he stopped his car in the road, got out, and just started firing. So be careful.
Okay, so where are y'all now?
33, still northbound on Pensy. Just past Baker. Heading towards west north.
Baker and North, Pensy?
Yeah, 33, just cross west north. He's heading up towards Rikerstown now.
Right, northwest again.
33, cross over Fulton now. Still heading up north on Rikerstown.
Yeah, 30, just moved past northbound on Rikerstown, coming up Twin Falls. Can you notify the northwest? Looks like he went west on, I'm sorry, east on Twin Falls.
You say eastbound on Twin Falls?
Yeah, he's doubling back. Going westbound on Glen Falls.
Okay, westbound on Glen Falls?
Yeah. Southbound on Monroe. Go to Monroe. Go southbound.
Southbound on Monroe?
Yeah, 3-4. I got him southbound on Monroe. About to hit the curb right now.
South.
He's about to cross west north on Monroe right now. He just crossed west north.
North and what, 100 blocks?
On north, I have the southbound on Monroe. Approach closure.
Southbound Monroe, approaching Mosier.
1-3, make sure we're clean our intersection. Southbound Monroe, 1300 block of South Monroe. Still southbound Monroe.
Right of southern and southwest.
Still southbound Monroe, crossing Edmondson. Still southbound Monroe, cross Edmondson, crossing Mulberry. Left on Mulberry.
Unit 41, real quick, what's the vehicle 1 and 4?
Discharge unit officers.
Okay, 10-4.
Mulberry.
You going westbound on Mulberry?
10-4, we're heading towards the central. We're in the 1200 block right now.
1200 block on Mulberry?
Yeah, 10-4. Still on Mulberry.
East or west?
Eastbound.
Eastbound on Mulberry.
We're coming up to MLK right now.
Yeah, MLK, Mulberry.
All right, you get the idea. So basically what you have is this is an attempted murder of a police officer. Attempted murder. This guy was in a silver SUV, jumps out, and this will tell you, if you're not familiar with the city, if you're from the sub, that's basically happening all around West Baltimore, most of that chase. So he gets out, fires with apparently is a 9mm pistol at the police officer's car. Officer doesn't get hit. Chase ensues. Other police get involved. Those are the other units you hear. At Signal 13, it's what you heard me. It's a police officer needs help. It's the most grave call of the radio signals. It means a police officer needs help badly. So they chase this guy. A long chase ensued. Unfortunately, the chase was called off. Major on duty, citywide, decides. This happened like about 1:30 in the morning. To call the chase off when it hit 295. It got to be a high-speed chase. And I'll let you hear the commissioner's response first before I tell you what the basic rules of engagement are in a car chase like that.
The officer was able to back away from the suspect and avoid being hit by gunfire. The suspect got back into his vehicle and sped away as other responding officers followed behind. And as the vehicle pursuit through the neighborhoods began to become more dangerous for police and for citizens, our officers ended the pursuit. Our officers were not injured in this pursuit and were not injured by any gunfire. Anyone with any information about the silver SUV or its driver, an unknown black male without a clothing description, are asked to call police right away or call Crime Stoppers.
Now, for the record, the officers didn't end the chase. They were told to end the chase. I got that from police officers. The commander at the time, the night commander, called the chase off, which they can do. The rules of engagement are when the chase outweighs the danger of the suspect, you call it off. So basically, if the guy broke into a car and stole something from your car and he gets in and then the chase ensues, it becomes a high-speed chase, you have every right to call it off. I would say this guy is a tremendous danger to the community. He just fired at a uniformed police officer. I believe two. They're not sure if they're connected, but the two officers were fired upon. He tried to kill two police officers. I think he's a pretty dangerous guy. What do you think he would do to you? He's still out there. They have almost no description of this guy. They didn't get a tag, as far as I know, because I heard this press conference. The vehicle camera didn't capture it. So I don't know how they're going to catch this guy, because the commissioner's asking for help from the community. Look, no offense, you have a better chance of becoming an astronaut. And I don't mean now, when teachers go to space. I mean like the Mercury program. This is just, I cannot believe the chase was called off, because to me, you have to chase, you have to catch someone by any means necessary. You have helicopters, you can do it other ways, you have other counties, there are ways to catch people. If he gets away, he gets away. You know, and you chase people within reason. You don't kill yourself. People know how to drive. You get high-speed driving training as a police officer. And I just heard from the rank and file that they're pretty wild over this. Because now, you know, they really feel like they've been abandoned and they're not supported at all. They fired at somebody last night. They shot at a police officer. And the chase was called off. And I think the explanation is really just not satisfactory to me. It became a high-speed chase. Of course it's a high-speed chase. These are the risks you undergo in police work. But the FOP put out a tweet. The brave men and women of Baltimore police were told to stand down during the riots. Now we're being told to stand down on attempted murder of a police officer. Hashtag city in crisis. I feel that's a proper hashtag. What do you think? What's your takeaway on that, Jerry?
Why didn't they use Sky Patrol to help track these people down?
He called for helicopter. We didn't play the whole call, but okay. He called for Foxtrot, which is a helicopter.
I agree. They should have pursued him to the end without endangering anyone's life. But I don't think you call it off. When a guy takes a shot at an officer,
multiple shots,
you got to pursue it. Yeah. You can't just let it go.
Yeah, and people have to, you got to come to some kind of terms with this where it's not the police putting you in danger. It's the scumbag in the vehicle that's doing this. That's what's putting you in danger. It's the guy with the gun who decides to fire at people randomly and fired a uniformed officer, you know, on patrol in the Western District. I just can't understand this new thinking that this is somehow acceptable and we'll get him another day. This isn't like a drug dealer. I always found it to be like kind of beneath my dignity to really chase drug dealers too far, because it's a hand-to-hand sale. You can lock these guys up all day long. It's going on everywhere. But something like this, I'm sorry. This is all hands on deck, because he could have killed that cop or someone else. And he may still. He's still out there. They don't have a real description, no clothing description. All we have is a silver SUV. And we still haven't caught the Sergeant Carrington shooter.
Nope.
I don't understand, like Jerry said, them not using the Foxtrot, but I can understand not having a vehicle chase through that neighborhood. To West Baltimore. What I don't understand is why they didn't use Foxtrot to have a chase above, you know, to at least let the officers where to be to cut them off. But chasing in and out of those West Baltimore neighborhoods, I do understand them standing down from that.
I don't, because it wasn't 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was 1:30 in the morning.
I understand, but if I don't know what kind of traffic was out there.
Yeah, but still, I mean, to me, it's the time of day is another condition. It was the middle of the night. I still can't believe that, you know, you have to pursue these guys.
But with the Foxtrot, let me ask this, and following off with what Rob had to say regarding that. When you get it up there, and you were saying it took a while to get it up there.
I don't know if they did or not.
Okay, but once you get it up there, especially at that time of the morning, I mean, how many cars are on the road, A?
Pretty few, yeah.
And B, how far could they go when you can cover so much ground in the sky?
Yeah.
I just think it would be hard to evade.
It is. It is hard to evade.
Yeah, that to me seemed to be the no-brainer.
And that's the way to do it. I mean, that's why you don't chase the, you know, dirt bikes and the like. But to me, this one case, it becomes, this goes into a different category. This is not chasing a dirt bike. This is not chasing a drug dealer. This is chasing someone who tried to murder a police officer. And I just really have a hard time accepting his explanation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.